This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly League One podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly, and with me is League One and betting expert Steve Wiss and James Easton, writer on French football and a former scout in France. Gents, our second show for the match days of the season, second match day coming up. How are we getting on so far? Steve, you first.
Hi, Rob. Hi, James. Yeah, for me, week one, just one out of three winners. No complaints. The two that I lost with, I just called the matches wrong with the Rennes-Lorient game. Lorient really solid, fair play to them. And to be honest, I just totally got the Marseille match way off. They were much better than I thought they were going to be. And to be honest, I might have underestimated a couple of factors within the Rams camp as well. So one out of three, it's not the start I wanted, but it's better than not out of three. So we move on.
Yeah, I had two out of three, Rob, last weekend. PSG came in for us. They won, 5-0, didn't they? So we expected that to be a big win for them. Alexandre Lacazette scored, which was a second winner. We backed him to score any time in that match. The one that tripped me up was the same as Steve. It was Marseille. I think we've both done a bit of revision on Marseille this week. and I think we'll be coming on to that later in the show. So change of direction with that particular team.
Yeah, they looked great fun actually the other day in their 4-1 win, as did Luis Suarez, and we'll discuss the Colombian shortly. And Lacazette on penalties as well. He took a penalty, yes. Didn't he? Obviously scored that in that game. That might be something to watch over the course of the season for people into goal scorer. Markets are 6 level stake bets. The guys minus 0.38 units down for now, but 37 match days to go. Okay, let's start with the Friday night game because you both have interest in Nantes versus Lille. James, you want to go first with what you like here?
Yeah, my pick on this game, Rob, is to back Lille on the Asian handicap 0, which is really a safety net bet, if you like. It's a bet on Lille to win, but if the game ends in a draw, you'll get your stakes back. And watching Lille last weekend, I think we had a few questions answered, actually, about, number one, how they're going to play this season and how they're going to set up. The big question for me going into their game last weekend was, what are they going to do with Jonathan David, who we're used to seeing as the main striker at Lille? They've gone out and bought a new main striker this summer in Mohamed Bayo, who's the new centre-forward. So the question was, where are they going to play Jonathan David? Well, last weekend, they played him on the right wing in a 4-2-3-1. There were some doubts about whether that was a good fit for him, but he was absolutely fantastic, cutting in from that right wing to get into goal-scoring positions. He scored twice. They beat Auxerre 4-1. And it looks, very early days, but it looks like that position might actually suit him. So Jonathan David playing in that wide position off a main striker. They brought in Remy Cabella as well to be the number 10. Looking quite good for Lille. So they've made a solid start. And just on Nantes, who they're playing this weekend, the reason I'm opposing Nantes this weekend is I think we have a motivation problem at Nantes. Now, the reason for that is they won the French Cup last season, which is probably as good as it will get for this bunch of players. There are three players in the Nantes team at the moment who are still hoping they might leave before the transfer window closes. So at the moment, it feels a little bit like Nantes are in limbo. And for that reason, I think Lille are a good value bet this weekend to at least get the draw.
So my selection for this game is Jonathan David to score any time at plus 148. And James has discussed, last week his positioning was excellent. I actually think they've got a really good trio in Bayo, David and Bamba at the moment. And I really enjoyed Jonathan David's. I mean, he actually had an expected goal last week of 1.14. He scored twice, but he got into some very, very good positions. If you consider their overall expected goals for that game was 1.78, he's got a massive chunk of that. I think he had 6 shots, 3 on target. He's getting into positions to score. I'm pretty sure he will definitely get at least 2 or 3 good opportunities in this game. And it's a question of if he's going to convert for you. So I really liked what I saw from David last week. And he's also a sort of a streaky player. When he starts scoring goals, he gets in a run and then he will have a dry period. So he was hot last week. I'm going to ride his hot wave. I like this price, plus 148. I agree with James. I don't really like Nantes at the moment. I've got big concerns about them. They were very lucky to draw last week at Angers. Only the goalkeeper, Albin Lafont, really got them that draw. And yeah, I like David to score anytime. Quite like James's pick as well, really. So I hope we can start with two wins there.
Yeah, David's first finish in particular, I thought the other day against Auxerre was absolutely outstanding. And given that World Cup's on the horizon, he'll want to be sharp, won't he, for the upcoming Cup in November. Okay, so that's the Friday night game. Let's go to Monaco versus Rennes. What a huge match this is. Now, I think neither of you have picks. Steve has a lean. So, Steve, you get going first, but worth discussing this one because I think loads of our viewers will be interested in Monaco-Rennes.
Just the obvious bet to me here is to take overs. But I never like getting involved early in the season when teams are involved in European qualifiers, as Monaco have been. And they lost against PSV in midweek. It's embarrassing for French football that only two teams, again, are going to be in the Champions League group stage. You know, for some reason, the French teams never managed to get through these qualifying rounds. And it went to extra time, though, against PSV. And that always concerns me as well. What have they got left in the tank? Are they going to be a bit downbeat on it? Rennes lost last week against Lorient 1-0. They're against Lorient just parked the bus in that match. They're going to get a lot more chances here. Every logic suggests there should be plenty of goals in this game. But why does something just tell me it could be one of them matches where chances are missed and it somehow ends 1-1 or something? So the prices are not quite tempting enough for over 2.75 or 2.5. But logically, I think this should be quite a good game to watch. Certainly for the neutral, it should contain goals, but no official pick to me, just a lean.
Yeah, I think Steve's touched on a really important factor in this game, which is Monaco's state of mind after the elimination against PSV. It's going to be very, very interesting. They'll be absolutely devastated. They've gone out in the qualifiers again for the Champions League. It happened last season as well. And since they got back for pre-season training on June the 18th, the focus on getting through that qualifier against PSV has been absolute. So it's going to be absolutely devastating for them. And I'm not saying they'll write off their season because they're not in the Champions League group stages, but it was a huge motivational factor for them. So will they be up for the game this weekend? Will they still be dwelling on the defeat against PSV and the manner of it? I think they feel they were quite unlucky with some of the decisions that went against them in that game. It's going to be interesting. I think watching the body language of those players this weekend at Monaco will tell us a lot about how they're feeling, not just for this weekend, but maybe for the next couple of games as well.
Yeah, damaging for Monaco. It feels like so much of the model of that club is about giving players a Champions League platform and then selling on like they did under Peak Jardim or something like that. So not being in the competitions are brutal. But Rennes did lose 1-0 to Lorient, as Steve mentioned last weekend at home. 21 shots, 64% of the ball, couldn't find a way through. I did like the way Monaco fashioned quite a few chances in the win over Strasbourg. Cels was in fine form in goal, but Monaco with a number of players out as well. So James, no pick?
Yeah, no pick for me. But like I say, I think it will be instructive for Monaco for the coming weeks. So definitely a game to keep an eye on.
Okay, Steve, with that lean there, as he mentioned, but he's clearly wary. You can see it in his eyes. Okay, let's go to the Saturday evening game in France. It is Paris Saint-Germain against Montpellier. Paris Saint-Germain coming into this after a 5-0 win at Clermont, and they did it without Kylian Mbappe. I think I read in L'Equipe this morning he could be back for Montpellier this weekend. Sarabia, Neymar, and Messi, the front three. And James, that works completely fine. And I think it might play into your bet here in Asian handicap.
Yeah, this is my strongest bet of the weekend, Rob. I'm doing really the same bet I did last weekend, which is to back PSG on the Asian handicap. This weekend, it's with a minus 2.75 goal start at minus 103. So really, you're backing PSG to win by 3 goals or more. I'm fairly confident they'll do that. Their expected goal difference against Clermont last weekend was plus 3.4. They obviously won 5-0. They've got players in that team who can score goals that wouldn't register, I think, on the expected goals, as we saw.
I think another one you're referring to.
Messi's, and talking about Lionel Messi, you know, I think he smiled more in that one game against Clermont last week than he did in the whole of last season. The change in body language and demeanour and mood between Messi and, to a lesser extent, Neymar is absolutely clear when you watch the game. We had Sergio Ramos dancing through the media zone after the match and interrupting the interviews. There is a change of spirit in that dressing room at the moment at PSG. And that feeds into this bet as well, because they're loving playing together. That was clear all the way through the 90 minutes last weekend. So I fancy them very strongly to produce another big performance and lots of goals. And on Montpellier, it's worth pointing out that they did concede two goals. They won last weekend. They beat Troyes 3-2, but they conceded two goals. They've now conceded, if you go back to last season, 21 goals in their last eight league games. And if you include their pre-season games, they've conceded 35 in their last 13. So this is a team with defensive problems. And on the head-to-head, PSG have won this fixture at home against Montpellier in the last two seasons, 4-0 and 5-0. So there's a stack of factors, in my opinion, in your favour with this bet. It might put people off to think, well, will they win by three goals or will they ease off if they've got the points in the bag? My view on that is they won't ease off. There's no reason for them to at the moment. They don't have a crowded fixture list yet. And those attacking players are looking to perform at the moment. As you said, Rob, as well, we've got Mbappe back this weekend. So I can only see a convincing PSG win this weekend.
Yeah, I can't really argue against that at all, James. For me, I'm not a man that likes to take big handicaps. You won't find me probably get involved in that many PSG games this season for that reason. James is your man for PSG. Montpellier are an interesting side. I did consider whether actually taking them to score a goal in this game, because they have no defence at all. They can't defend here. But maybe someone like Ile Wahi could maybe get in there and get a goal. But he could be feeding off scraps as well. So I'm happy to leave this game alone myself. Logically, like James said, I think it should be a comfortable PSG win. So best of luck with that one, James.
I think this is a nice bet, James. A compelling case put forward about it. And actually, the thing you said about Messi and Neymar, and I know it's only body language, but the way they teed each other up for Messi's first of the day, and that old smile was very old Barcelona, I'll pass to you in a shooting position because I know you're going to return the favour later. I'm not worried about my personal goal tally.
Exactly. Exactly that, Rob. And, you know, you mentioned Barcelona. That I think Messi, this case is indicative of just what impact off-the-field events can have on a player. You know, we're used to treating Messi as superhuman and robotic almost for obvious reasons. But I think the impact the move from Barcelona had on him last season psychologically was huge. He sort of hinted at that. He doesn't do many interviews these days, especially not in France. But he has hinted that he is now happy and settled in Paris. Yeah. And I think that alone is worth, 30% difference in terms of his performance level. So, you know, just watching him play last week, you know, obviously he's very close with Neymar and they know each other. But there is a difference about him in the two matches we've seen, because obviously we had the Champions Trophy in France the week before. It's obvious that we're looking at a completely different player. And that's really pushing me towards favouring PSG more strongly on the handicaps, because obviously they're going to be starting games with a big handicap deficit than I did last season.
I think you might be onto something, to be honest, James, here. Yeah, I do think if I had a bit more, I'm trying to think of a safe word to use here, but if I had a bit more conkers, then maybe I would be following you along here. But I think it logically, they do look a lot happier, don't they? Messi, yeah, everyone's saying last season he's done, he's finished and that not. He does look a lot better this term.
I think that's a word for the series. If I had the conkers, I would I'd go for the same. Okay, and also Paris Saint-Germain scoring loads of different type of goals. So Hakimi's breakaway right wing back, set piece goals. Yeah, I like it a lot, James. Okay, let's scan along to Auxerre versus Angers. Auxerre got themselves to horrible positions by playing out from the back and getting caught out by Lille last time out in their 4-1 defeat to Palafonseca's side. Angers drew 0-0 with Nantes. And this is Steve. What have you seen here, Steve?
Yeah, well, I mentioned there that I might not get involved too much in PSG games this season, but I think Auxerre will be the opposite. I'm very familiar with them from their Ligue 2 days. I know how they work and how they operate, and I they're a sort of side, they're quite predictable how they play. I think there's going to be quite a lot of over 2.5 games for Auxerre this season. They just, the manager, as we mentioned on last week's show, is quite open and attack-minded, and he'll take risks. And the pick I like here is over 2.25 goals. Now, if there's two goals exactly, you lose half your stake. So I'm kind of erring on the edge of caution here. But I think this is an overmatch. I do think both teams will score in it. Angers, actually, to be fair to them, looked better last week than I expected. They had an expected goals of 2.43 against Nantes. Only the goalkeeper, Lafont, kept them out. In fact, Bernardoni actually had an incredible game for Angers as well. Goodness knows how it ended 0-0. It was an incredible 0-0. But that, I don't think Lightning can strike twice that way. And I think, you know, we know Auxerre are going to be going for it here. They're going to target this game. They're going to think we can get 3 points here. They're not going to be sitting back or anything. First home game back in the league. And I think Auxerre will fancy their chances on the break as well. It's just what we need now is players to finish the chances, certainly for Angers. I would actually favour Auxerre to win the game. I could see them winning 2-1 or something like that, even 3-0 if like Charbonnier really gets going. But for me, over 2.25 is a quite a safe play. They should be at very worst 2 goals, and then we're only losing half. But I think for me, this is definitely an overmatch. I like it. I like the matchup.
Yeah, I don't have a pick on this game, but I think what's interesting for viewers long-term with Auxerre, who both, I think, Steve and I think will be bottom half of the table, maybe relegation trouble this season, is they will not have a plan B. They've got a manager there who I think we both followed for a long, long time. He only produces football insides who are technical, possession-based, take risks in positions of the pitch where other teams might just clear their lines. Yeah. We've never really seen him at any level change that way of playing. So if they are in trouble this season, and we saw they lost 4-1 last weekend, he's likely to keep playing the same way. So if they are to win games, it's probably going to be by outscoring the opposition rather than tightening up. Now, yeah, we could be wrong on that, but there's been no evidence really in Jean-Marc Furlan's managerial career to date of a plan B. So yeah, I think the idea that their games this season long term will be open, I think is a fair one.
Unless you have exceptional players, if you try and play it exactly the same way in the second tier of a competition in the top tier, just going up, and you're idealistic, it is very hard to stay in the league. That's evident in almost any major European league. So, okay, great stuff from the gents. Keep an eye out for Auxerre over the course of the season. Steve, let's do this one quickly, and then both of us get to the final one involving Marseille. Trois Toulouse, there's a couple of things you like here, Steve.
I'm kind of breaking my own rule here. I don't like taking two picks in one game because it could really backfire on me, but I'm going over 2.25 goals at minus 106 and also to lose Tino Bet at plus 100. I just think that price is too big. I liked what I saw from Toulouse last week. 1-1 draw against Nice. I think they should have won the game, to be honest. Only a late equaliser denied them. I really hated what I saw from Troyes. Their match against Montpellier was a match between really two poor teams. They look open. They're struggling defensively. We know there's issues behind the scenes with the manager. I'm not sure he will last long. James mentioned it in the season preview. They've got concerns. Toulouse look a well-oiled machine. I would really be surprised if Toulouse lose the game. So immediately the Tino bet comes in there. But there should be goals. It's like Toulouse last year in Ligue 2 score a lot of goals. We know Troyes are struggling defensively. Maybe Troyes can get themselves on the score sheet. Ike Ugbo might be available this week. He was not fit enough last week. The 6 million signing did well from last season. But Mama Bolde, Ripard's not too bad either. I think this is going to be like 2-1, 3-1 to Toulouse. So I like those two picks. I'm kind of risking a little bit here, you know, going with two selections, but I feel like the value is there. So I'll take them both.
Okay, Steve, I like it. Taking the risk. There you go, Steve's two picks for Troyes versus Toulouse. And let's get into the main game on Sunday, the Sunday evening game. Brest versus Marseille, both of you, I think, admitting that maybe you've underestimated Marseille, although it's one game into the season. They enjoyed a tremendous 4-1 victory over Rams last weekend. Luis Suarez looking sharp. Nuno Tavares with a stunner unknown from Arsenal. And a good start to the Igor Tudor era, despite all the talk. James, what are you liking here?
So I'm liking on this game, Rob, the over 2.75 goals in the Brest-Marseille match, which is available at minus 118. There's almost too many talking points with Marseille. We could do a whole show on them. You've got a manager in Igor Tudor who was in charge for the first time at Marseille last weekend and was booed before the kickoff. So that's the first thing. He also dropped Dimitri Payet, which was a huge shock. And then this week, you've had Alexis Sanchez arriving at Marseille Airport to potentially sign for the club. Well, it's all set up with 1,000 fans there to greet him. So it's been a crazy start to the season at Marseille. You could argue that is normally how it happens. But to go back to the game, I think what we saw last weekend was two things. Number one, I think the tactics that Igor Tudor has put in place look as though they're going to work. And it is built around the fact that he's brought two players to play as wing-backs in Nuno Tavares on the left and Jonathan Clauss on the right, mm-hmm. who hit the ground running. Both played very, very well last weekend, created chances against a Rennes side that didn't defend particularly well. And I can see them doing the same thing against Brest this weekend, who I don't fancy defensively. They're not great in the fullback positions. So I would expect Marseille to create chances down the wings again this week. And the second thing, I certainly had reservations about whether there were goals in this Marseille squad. Well, Luis Suarez, the Colombian Luis Suarez, came off the bench last weekend and scored twice on his Marseille debut. He doesn't have a record of being a prolific finisher, but that'll obviously give him confidence. And I think the fact that Alexis Sanchez is going to be a Marseille player, it will push those other players in attack to produce again this weekend. So, yeah, they've got momentum. There's still problems. There's still tensions in the dressing room. Igor Tudor hasn't won over the players despite that win last weekend. He's not even won over the fans yet. But I do think there's goals in this Marseille team, and I do think Brest at home can be pretty positive as well. So for me, with this pick, you're really betting on the game having three goals or more. I think that's a fairly solid shout.
I'm exactly the same pick here, over 2.75 goals, minus 118. I think I'll talk a bit about Brest, actually, because they struggled last week against Lens. A very similar formation that Lens actually used, and they got killed out wide. I think Marseille could do exactly the same. Clauss and Tavares looked quite good, didn't he? I was surprised how good Tavares was. Like, I never really rated him at Arsenal, to be honest, but he had a fantastic debut. And yeah, Luis Suarez, I mean, he looked like a decent finisher.
Looked like a penalty box finisher, didn't he? With his goals.
He's never been prolific. Yeah. He looked like a good touch. And I know we're running out of time here, but yeah, for me, over 2.75, for me, there's at least three goals, if not more. I fancy Brest to score as well. They're the sort of side you can get on the score sheet, and it should be quite an open game of football. For me, this would be my own personal best bet of the week, over 2.75 in the Brest-Marseille game.
I was going to say, Steve's touched on the other one. I did have a look at both teams to score, actually, as an alternative in this game. The reason I didn't go for that was just the price, really. That's minus 157. So it's a lot shorter. So for that reason, I've gone on three goals or more.
Okay, guys, I think Steve just mentioned is there, but we'll reiterate it shortly. Standout picks of the week, get those ready. For more from James, Steve, and all the experts, by the way, who cover all the European leagues on the BetRivers shows, follow on Twitter at Because We Win. And of course, all prices are available at the BetRivers website. Steve, James, let's have your standout picks of the week. If you like, Steve, you first then.
Yeah, that is the one there. Brest against Marseille, over 2.75 goals, minus 118. For me, it's going to be a wide open contest.
Yeah, for me, Rob, the standout pick this week is Messi and company. It's PSG, minus 2.75 on the Asian handicap at home to Montpellier, and that's available at minus 103.
Yeah, you put forward a very good case for that one, James, by the way. Okay, Steve, James, great to have your company. Unbelievable insight, as always. That's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Ligue 1 show, brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. James, Steve, and myself will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.